This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. ICE raids with groups of armed, masked people conducting arrests, pepper spraying, and shootings, allegedly as agents of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement around the country, have spurred citizen actions like warning neighbors by setting off car alarms and blowing whistles when agents swarm a neighborhood, as well as tracking ICE activities on area maps. Protests against the actions include protests in Montana, in Bozeman, Missoula, Great Falls, Billings, Kalispell, Whitefish, and in smaller towns across the state. Maps of ICE activity as well as schedules for protests are being shared by residents. Great Falls Mayor Corey Reeves said, "Recently, people on social media began sharing reports of ICE in Montana. As a result, some individuals around the state felt the need to prepare or even plan protests against ICE." Mayor Reeves said that the Great Falls City Commission has zero control over federal immigration enforcement or incidents that happen in other cities or states. "We cannot direct, influence, or change those actions." The Helena and Bozeman Police Departments both have shared their own statements, saying that they're not involved with immigration enforcement and won't participate in ICE activities other than to keep the local peace. Bozeman Police Department said, "The BPD is not involved in civil immigration enforcement. We will not assist or participate in civil immigration enforcement, nor will BPD take extra steps to determine an individual's immigration status. If federal agencies operate within Bozeman solely related to federal immigration enforcement, BPD will prioritize responding to ensure public safety. We cannot interfere with federal agencies lawfully performing their duties, but it is our duty to ensure public safety." A new website tracking ICE activity across the country has become more popular as updates continue to come out of Minneapolis and elsewhere. The website is called ICE in My Area, where users can track where ICE is operating across America. ICE activity in Montana is included. The first incident reported in Montana on the website ICE in My Area was a report off I-90 in Drummond. Another person posted this on a local Missoula Reddit thread, the description of the activity says on the map. More incidents have been logged in Montana, including in Helena on Last Chance Gulch, with an unmarked vehicle and masked armed men in the area. The ICE in My Area online tracker relies on community submissions. The map of ICE activity nationwide, including in Montana, is online at iceinmyarea.org. The 2026 Montana Migratory Bird Stamp Contest, hosted by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, is officially underway. The Montana Migratory Bird Stamp's purpose is to help raise awareness of the importance of wetlands for wildlife and aquatic species, along with agricultural operations and communities. Wetlands are a critical ecosystem, providing functions like flood control, groundwater recharge, and water purification. Artists' submissions should depict a Montana scene. The contest is expanding this year to include water bird species in their natural habitat settings. The contest closes February 27th, with the Wetland Protection Advisory Council then picking the winning design in March. The winner will receive a $2,000 cash prize and be featured on promotional materials through the year. The Montana Migratory Bird Stamp is not required to hunt migratory birds in Montana. For those wanting to hunt migratory birds, each hunter needs a current Montana Migratory Bird license and a federal duck stamp. Hunters who purchase a Montana Migratory Bird license will get a free collectible sticker sheet, with proceeds going toward FWP's wetland conservation efforts. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.